Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 60, NFC. So for today's episode, I thought I'd cover briefly the benefits and the technology known as near-field communication, or NFC. So if you've used things like Wi-Fi transfer or Wi-Fi direct, or transferring your contact information over Bluetooth, this is already somewhat familiar to you, but this is a little bit more advanced than that. So what NFC does is it allows you to basically just touch your device with another NFC-enabled device and transfer information, or if you have tags set up, then transfer information that way as well. So to start off, I'll cover the exchanging information part. So let's say you have information on your device and you want to send it to another device. Let's say it's contact information, an email address, a website, anything like that. Then essentially just touching another NFC-enabled device will send that information to that other device, be it, that, like I said, information or a picture or video, anything like that. The benefit of using this is that it's a lot faster than using Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, and it uses a lot less power, so if you're worried about battery consumption or you're low on battery, you should use a lot less battery than you're used to. If you're using a lot, then something may be wrong, but that's a whole nother issue. The other benefit of using NFC is the ability to use tags. So they're little square pieces of, I guess like metal or whatever, but they have contacts in them that you can program using your smartphone to do whatever action you want. So let's say you want to let people check into your place of business or a portable stand or the beach or something like that, you can use it for that. If you want to have it launch maps for location rather than having it entered manually, you can do that. And then you can do things like adjusting system settings. So if you want to allow people to see your Wi-Fi password when you're at a new place, or check in, or let's say turn off the sound or enable Wi-Fi and turn off your mobile data connection, then things like that you can do as well. So you do have to buy those tags separately, and then you can, let's say, mount them in a little statue or a plant. So holding your device next to that piece of decoration will let you do that, or you can just tape it to a piece of, or to a pole or wall or something, and have it sitting there on the side. So it all depends on how you wanted to set it up, but to use the tag, your device needs to be in its vicinity, so within a couple of inches or so. Same as touching it with another device, but instead of another device, it's just a tag. So that's really all I wanted to cover here. It's supposed to be an easier way of transferring data. It was kind of an extension of using mobile payments. So if you use Google Wallet, then you may, or if you've used it at a store to make payments, then you may be familiar with it. Currently, I don't believe any iOS devices have NFC. They use other technologies like iBeacon to make this workable. More Android devices use this technology to make it work. So your Samsung Galaxy S line, the Moto X, your Nexus 5, I believe the 4 as well has it. So various recent generation phones have this capability. I believe the HTC One also has it. So if you have a flagship phone that was made recently, like within the past year or two, there's a better chance that you have it. Older devices may not have it, but basically it's one of those additional bits of technology that's supposed to make life easier. It hasn't really taken off lately, but it is a good piece of technology that I actually use. I'm actually in the works of buying a few of those tags to set up for various uses, like enabling Wi-Fi or setting up passwords or launching maps. There's a few different things that ideas I have running through my mind, but they are all meant to make technology that much easier to use. But if you're worried about security, then be sure to check out our friends at ProXPN. Their services help keep your data and internet browsing history safe and secure, so whatever you may be doing and all your personal information will be kept safe. And then you'll also be able to use or access location-sensitive content like viewing Netflix or YouTube, or if you need to program your tags or anything like that, it should be okay. So be sure to visit proxpn.com and use the promo code GEEK20, that's G-E-E-K, and the number 20 to get 20% off of their already low rates. That's proxpn.com and the promo code GEEK20. We thank them for their support, and we hope you will show them your support as well. But that is all for this particular episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, You can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can interact with me and get all of my latest updates as well. And to fill out the online contact form and to check out other shows on the Geek.io network of shows, be sure to visit geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.